sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number two on a Tuesday, Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Maybe today your first day back into the office. Happy shortened week and happy National Cheese Pizza Day. Yes, it is National Cheese Pizza Day. Neither Gracie or I knew that it was National Cheese Pizza Day until we came into the station today. But Gracie already had cheese pizza scheduled to eat tonight.
Yeah.
So you're going out for your roommate's birthday. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. And you're going where?
We're going to Angelina's. They have like a pizza deal on Tuesdays. So it's like, I think it's like some kind of wine and pizza combo deal. So we're doing that. And we didn't even know we'll be also celebrating Cheese Pizza Day on top of Reagan's 23rd birthday.
That's right. I have texted my wife because I have sent her some text saying, hey, guess what? Today is National Cheese Pizza Day. Like winky emoji and smiley emoji and all that. Exactly. She has not responded. I've been waiting for over an hour. She's texted me about other stuff, but not about National Cheese Pizza Day. So I am still awaiting word as to whether I will get the okay to celebrate responsibly, of course. 5:13 now, News Radio 92.3. By the way, I am playing tennis tonight afterwards, so I figure a nice, hearty workout, you know, burn off about 1,500 calories, and then just, you know, replenish that with cheese pizza today.
Well, watching tennis, right?
Yeah. There's a big game. Oh, yeah, U.S. tonight. Open tonight, too. Yeah, big match.
A theme going on.
Huh?
A theme.
Exactly. I mean, it's one of tennis's four majors. The tennis has been great. So work up a sweat and then, you know, replace them with some hearty cheese pizza calories. Sounds like a win all the way around. Mm-hmm. We do have a busy day, though. A lot going on here locally, nationally as well. So we'll get to that here right before our first traffic and weather update of the hour. Starting with our top three stories, and we start in South Carolina, where attorneys today for convicted killer Alex Murdaugh filed a motion for a new trial.
Jim Griffin and I filed a petition based on newly discovered evidence with the South Carolina Court of Appeals to stay Alex Murdaugh's appeal while a hearing is held on a motion for a new trial.
Yeah, talking about newly discovered evidence, of course, Murdaugh was convicted in March of killing his wife Maggie and son Paul.
Also coming out of Chicago, Chicago police say that Labor Day weekend was a very violent one. 44 people were shot and 10 of them were killed. A 6-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy were among those injured.
Also in Pennsylvania today, U.S. Marshals say they're confident that escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante will be captured soon. Deputy Supervisor Rob Clark says they're hopeful for a peaceful surrender because he's been on the run for nearly a week now, maybe tired of trying to hide in the woods. Cavalcante broke out of jail last Thursday shortly after he'd been sentenced to life for murdering his ex-girlfriend in front of her children. Those are our top three stories today. 5:15 now, traffic and weather together.
Well, our roads are looking good. Our slowdowns on Airport Boulevard have cleared up, so we're looking good there. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also moving smoothly. If you see something on the road slowing you down, please give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Also coming up for weather this week, we do have a 30% chance of rain for tomorrow and a high of 89. It is mostly cloudy with a low of 78 this evening. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index up at 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Pensacola Energy. Did you know that most natural gas appliances work even with no power? Be storm ready with natural gas from Pensacola Energy. You can learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at what's happening here locally. Sheriff Chip Simmons joining Pensacola right now this morning, or Pensacola Morning News, rather. And talked about what happened last week at the Essex Point Apartments. Of course, a deadly shooting there, allegedly involving a 15-year-old girl accused of shooting at her mother and killing her mother's fiancé.
Her mother had a a head wrap on, and the bullet struck that head wrap, but luckily did not strike her.
So Simmons says that prosecutors are working to see if 15-year-old Sunshine James can be tried as an adult. Simmons also today talking about the possibility that two additional substations could be coming to Escambia County here. No idea when. He says talks are very preliminary at this point, but he's eyeing one for Myrtle Grove and one for Beulah as well.
I've had conversations with Commissioner Burgosh about potential locations, whether it is on the side of the equestrian center up there, or maybe even in OLF-8. This is kind of what I'm thinking, and we can have much more serious conversations moving forward.
Simmons says when he first got elected as sheriff, he opened a substation in Perdido, also reopened Molinos as well. Says both have been very successful, and it's important to stay ahead and ensure communities are safe as the growth continues. A few updates from the city of Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference today. And he says that they are going to be starting lease negotiations with American Magic as all of the funding is in place now.
We do have an MOU signed, a non-binding MOU signed with American Magic. At this point, we were able to get done here in the last week or so. That just shows their intent, shows our intent. But we don't necessarily get into lease terms, financials, all the other details.
Also, a record-setting holiday weekend at the airport.
We had a 15.6% increase in passenger enplanements over the same day of last year's Labor Day weekend. Double-digit growth year over year, 15.6 for Labor Day increase, and that's 42,700 passengers went through on enplanements.
And Mayor Reeves also talked about the city going to be moving to twice-a-week garbage pickup. The change is because the city is doing away with curbside recycling program. So the city will be eventually moving to twice per week garbage pickup. As a reminder, this week, sanitation customers are receiving service one day later than their normal pickup day because of the Labor Day holiday. 5:18 right now. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt the normal Strength for Life program schedule for an important message from the teen program at Northstone Baptist Church. School is back in session, but according to the calendar, it's still summer. With this in mind, Northstone is hosting a water activity this Saturday, September 9th, so teens from 7th graders to seniors can celebrate the end of summer in style. The activity is from noon to 2:30 on Northstone Baptist Church's 11 acres. We'll play a variety of slip and slide games on 3,000 square feet of tarp, and we'll feed everybody for free. Northstone Baptist Church is located in Northwest Pensacola near the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile. The activity is open to everyone from 7th to 12th grade. Come join us this Saturday from noon to 2:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked a lot about the land development code in Santa Rosa County, things like more or larger billboards, whether the alternative subdivision plan should be allowed or should be modified, and how close to schools and churches that new bars ought to be in the South End. And those conversations were scattered throughout the day, specifically the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour, the middle of the 6 o'clock hour, and the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, all of which you can find on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. 850-437-1620 is the text line here, about a minute away from another traffic and weather update. So today is National Cheese Pizza Day. Last hour talking about some of Pensacola's best pizza places. I admittedly am not much of a, what's the word?
You don't really branch out.
I don't branch out. That's right. I have my favorites and I stick to them because I know what I like, and what I like is generally good. And so I'm boring that way. But I thought that on this day of all days, it would be useful to go reach out to the listeners via the text line and say, hey, what am I missing out on? Give us your favorite pizza places in the Pensacola area. Some places, a couple that I've never heard of. So this is good. So we have Socios and Pace haven't been there. Of course, Texture says Skies. Yes, I'm very familiar with Skies. Definitely on my favorite list there. I've gone to Lost Pizza. I've gone to Tuscan Oven, but I'm sure there's a lot more out there. Rotolo's in Gulf Breeze. That was another one that I have not been to. So text us your favorites, 850-437-1620.
And I will say we did have a caller last hour that gave some good options. Boomerangs in Milton, have you been there?
I have not.
That's really good. I actually just had that like last week. Okay. And then Ozone's in East Hill.
Oh,
it's right near like the old Sacred Heart. It's good. Also, it's like...
Is it like what's under like the old...
Yes, that old like hospital.
Yeah. I've been there. Okay.
Yeah, off 12th. We're really good. Also off 12th, which I actually go to probably the most frequently, is East Hill Pizza. It's just close to my house, but that's also pretty good too.
All right. So send us your best recommendations, best pizza in place, 850-4, best pizza in Pensacola and Pace, that for that matter, 850-437-1620. I know not exotic, but for the price, Hungry Howie's is hard to beat.
Yeah. I've never been, so I can't speak on it, but right. I'm sure it's good.
Yeah,
I'm not very picky.
It's cheaper for sure. It's the pizza that, look, I mean, it's done in like 10 minutes. It's great, you know, if you're having like a big celebration at church or something, you need like 10 pizzas quick, give them a call. So, yeah, I would agree with that. Obviously not an exotic pizza. pizza location for sure. 525 traffic and weather, and then we'll get to our state headlines.
Well, we do have some slowdowns on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be due to an accident right near the Starbucks on 9 Mile. So expect some slowdowns there off of Hillview Drive. So across the street from the Dodges. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. Some little slowdowns on 29 northbound right near a 10 Mile Road. So expect some delays there. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you see anything, give a call to the traffic line 850-2626-111. And we're looking good for weather too. Coming up tomorrow, 30% chance of rain with the chance of, that's mostly going to be at 2 p.m. after 2 p.m. And then a high of 89 for tomorrow and a low of 78 tonight with clear skies. Perfect night for bands on the beach. It is 89 in our area with a heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Taking a look at state headlines. By the way, Texter asked us if we were going to post the best pizza places to eat on our website. I'm not a website administrator, but what we can do is we can just make a Facebook post and we can just put a list of people's recommendations. And, of course, people can add to that here. 526 News Radio, so be on the lookout for that. We'll do that here later on this afternoon and evening. State headlines today. So the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Lee has now formed and likely will be developing into the season's next major hurricane. The good news, though, for now, it's not expected to pose a threat to our area.
This time, Florida, not necessarily a threat, but as is the case, we're still talking the middle of next week when it'll be on its approach. So a lot of moving parts to consider with the system.
And the AccuWeather's Matt Benn says the storm is heading west-northwest, expected to be near Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands by this weekend.
And there was no major flight delays in Florida after United Airlines grounded all flights nationwide due to a computer outage. So the FAA says that United requested a ground stop for about an hour this afternoon. Most of the delays were reported at Orlando International Airport with 60 delays.
Also, Polk County deputies. So this one could have been in our wacky and weird headlines, but I liked it so much I wanted to do it now. Polk County deputies say a 22-year-old man arrested following a high-speed chase over the weekend. Jacob Kite was caught doing 130 miles per hour in a 45 zone. Kite refused to stop, which led to a chase, and after he was caught, Kite allegedly refused to get out of the car. What makes this so interesting and intriguing is that Kite is a Polk County deputy himself, and he did resign after his arrest. So,
yikes.
Love to know the backstory on that one.
Yeah, come on, Kite. You're better than that, I guess. Maybe not. Well, a Florida inmate, Michael Zach, has appealed to the Florida Supreme Court after he is scheduled to be executed on October 3rd. He is convicted of killing two women on the same day in 1996, one in Okaloosa County and one on Pensacola Beach. His attorneys say that he should not be executed because he has an intellectual disability.
Also, Florida regulators are allowing a group of private insurers to take over tens of thousands of policies from Citizens Property Insurance. The state signed off on 7 proposals late last week to allow the insurers to pull as many as 200,000 policies. This means homeowners could have to pay more for coverage.
Also, in some national stories, the former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tenorio will be sentenced today as part of the riots in the U.S. Capitol. So he wasn't at the actual riot, but he was arrested earlier for burning a Black Lives Matter banner at a D.C. church. Prosecutors are asking for a 33-year prison sentence for his role in organizing things ahead of time.
Also, members of Congress back in Washington today after the summer recess. A number of issues cropping up on the agenda include a possible government shutdown looming in the coming weeks.
Also, tens of thousands of people finally are leaving the Burning Man today. About half of the 70,000 people started leaving yesterday as the roads finally cleared up and dried up enough for them to leave. About 30,000 people are still there today.
All right, and also the trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton beginning today, accused of abusing the power of his office to help a political donor. Just the third official in Texas history to be impeached. 5:30 now, Fox News Update, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. It's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With Hollywood's labor strikes dragging on, Warner Brothers Discovery this morning cut its full-year earnings outlook. The company, parent to CNN, HBO, Turner Broadcasting, and the Warner Brothers studio, had hoped the strikes would be resolved by now, but said in a new securities filing it can't predict when the strikes will end, and it now expects the financial fallout to affect the company through the end of the year. Shake Shack this week is launching a spicy new hot menu. The restaurant chain says it is bringing back its hot chicken sandwich for a fourth time. But there's also a new spicy Shackmeister burger, as well as spicy fries and spicy cheese fries. Shake Shack's hot menu items are available today for folks using the Shake Shack app. Other customers, though, will have to wait until Friday. Blue chips led stocks to a lower finish to begin Wall Street's shortened week. The Dow Jones Industrials shed 195 points. The S&P 500 fell 19. The Nasdaq slipped 10. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. NFL offseason headlines tend to get overhyped, but they usually die down by Labor Day. Not in San Francisco or Kansas City. Both teams are still without their defensive stars. Nick Bosa and Chris Jones are still holding out. Bosa single-handedly destroys games. And Jones isn't just the Chiefs' top defensive star. He's the only defensive star. Hopefully for fans, they'll figure it out soon. These both teams have legit Super Bowl expectations. I'm Andrew Perloff.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
5:36 on News Radio 92.3. It is Gracie and Joe for Pensacola right now. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday. Tuesday that kind of feels like a Monday. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. And today's National Cheese Pizza Day, so maybe grab yourself a slice of pizza for dinner. We're talking about best places to eat pizza around town, which of course is informative, local, and dependable. And also coming up tonight is Bands on the Beach. That's every Tuesday night, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7, and it's going to be John Hart and the Prince Brothers. So make sure to head out there. I mean, there's pizza on the beach too, so that'd be a great, you know, date night for a Tuesday. So make sure to check that out at least once while Bands on the Beach is still in season. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. Only major slowdowns right now is still going to be the typical afternoon traffic on 98 throughout Windhaven Beach. So if you are heading in the westbound direction throughout Windhaven Beach towards Navarre, there are still some afternoon delays there. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. Some slowdowns on 29 northbound at East 10 Mile is slowing things down. Don't have reports of an accident, so if you have details there, feel free to call it into the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line number. And for weather, going to be an awesome night tonight with mostly clear skies and a low of 78. Coming up tomorrow, 30% chance of rain in the afternoon with a low, or excuse me, with a high of 89. It's 89 in our area now with the heat index at 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much here. So, yeah, we posted the list that our listeners have submitted on our Facebook page. Feel free to add your suggestions as you come across that. 538 here at News Radio. So taking a look here at what's happening in the world of sports today. U.S. Open starting to get really interesting now as we're into the we're finishing up the quarters and the semifinals now. Getting underway here. So Novak Djokovic earlier today advanced to another major semi in straight sets. He awaits the winner of tonight's featured match featuring Francis Tiafoe and Ben Shelton, a couple of Americans. They're scheduled to start at around 7:30 on ESPN2, maybe a little bit later, depending on how the first primetime match goes. But this is an interesting match because Francis Tiafoe, who is 10th in the world right now, he has been here before. He's been to the semis. I believe he lost to Djokovic last year. And the guy that he's playing, Ben Shelton, not seeded in the tournament, but he's gotten this far because just an amazing serve, near 150 miles per hour on the serve. So he has gotten a few serves gone viral in this tournament because of just, I mean, they can't be stopped. So that should be an awesome match tonight. Again, the winner going on to play against Novak Djokovic in the semis. American Coco Gauff on the women's side won her match earlier today, so she is through into the semifinals. Chiefs not getting good news today in practice today. Tight end Travis Kelce hyperextended his knee. There is swelling. His status for Thursday season opener against the Lions very much up in the air right now. The good news is that there was no structural damage as far as ACLs or any other ligaments. But a hyperextension of the knee has him questionable for Thursday night. Florida State up to number 4 in this week's AP Top 25. Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, and Ohio State rounding out the top 5 and making their first entry into the top 25 polls. Duke, after a big win over Clemson last night, they ranked 21st, and Dion's Colorado Buffaloes at 22. Major League Baseball just underway, 5:40 start times for the Rays and the Red Sox, Marlins and Dodgers. A little bit later, 6:20, Braves and Cardinals from Truist Park. And on TV, if you're interested, 6:40 on TBS, the Cubs hosting the San Francisco Giants. That's what's happening in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science notes. Now, the CDC warning doctors to look out for deadly flesh-eating bacteria in the waters of the Gulf and East Coast. They say that the bacteria, known as Vibrio vulnificus, could be the reason for infected wounds in people who have been in those waters. Fatal infections have been reported in New York, Connecticut, and North Carolina.
Also in health, business, and science news, the government is working on a recall of 52 million airbag inflators over a risk of explosions. So the National Highway Safety, or the, excuse me, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has said that the inflators made by ARC Automotive could explode and throw shrapnel. So the it carries the possibility of killing drivers or passengers, and the agency has a public meeting scheduled for next month, which is necessary for necessarily before asking for a court-ordered recall.
Also, the Conagra Brands is recalling nearly 250,000 pounds of frozen chicken strip dinners because they may contain pieces of plastic. The USDA says the boxed Banquet chicken strips meals were shipped to retailers nationwide. Packages with Best Buy dates of December 11th of 2024 and January 1st and 7th of 2025 are impacted.
Also, students entering college this year are struggling with basic math, and colleges are mostly blaming COVID disruptions. So Temple University's math chair says it's not just that they're underprepared, they're also underprepared, they're also damaged. So biology and engineering students are struggling to understand fractions and exponents, and some students are being placed on pre-college math starting a semester or more behind than their program's requirements.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, look, I'm not going to be critical of anybody struggling to understand fractions and exponents because I couldn't spell exponents. I mean, I'm almost 37 years old now, so I'm well past high school year. So,
and I messed up reading it, so
yeah,
we're all doomed.
I don't know what the big deal is about fractions and exponents, but. More power to them if they choose to continue in that. But I've actually thought about this and wondered, because eventually my daughter is going to be of school age, and mm-hmm. In elementary math is going to be okay, but then she's going to get to be middle school, and she's going to get to be in high school, and she's going to be doing algebra. God forbid that she's a math whiz. Ugh. And is doing calculus and all these AP math courses, and at some point she's going to become frustrated with a math problem, and I'm going to be like, look, I have no idea what I'm looking at here. So I don't know what is the acceptable age where, if you don't remember anything from your high school days, whether it's math or whatever, what is acceptable when it comes to not being able to help your child? At what grade do they graduate to where it's acceptable if you're a parent and you can't help them? Would that be like 7th grade? Would
that
be 8th grade?
I'm thinking,
because
like,
I mean, like long, and of course, there's Common Core math, which I wasn't around when I was in school.
Yeah. Explain why you got that. Like, I don't know, it was the closest one.
Yeah, because I got my TI-83 plus calculator. I typed in the numbers, and that's what it spit out. That's how I got it.
I mean, I guess maybe that's why AI might be good. Might have to teach Julianne some math.
Maybe so. Just shy of 5:45 here. Before we get to pop culture notes, we'll get an update on the roads and weather.
Well, we do have some slowdowns on 29 northbound. That's going to be right near East 10 Mile Road. So don't have reports of an accident right now, but if you do have any details, always feel free to call into the traffic line. But again, that's northbound on 29. And then typical afternoon traffic, if you are heading westbound on 98 throughout Windhaven Beach, you're going to see some delays and a small accident on 9 Mile Road, kind of close to the university. It's going to be near the Starbucks and Aspen Dental. That has mostly cleared up, but still seeing some slight delays. See anything else, give a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get a really quick update from Alan Strum.
Tonight's weather will be all clear in the skies with overnight lows mainly in the mid-70s. Over the next couple of days, there's a chance for rain, but it's a bit on the low side, only around 20 or 30%. Just a chance for a pop-up shower or a storm. High temps are going to run pretty close to 90 degrees, and by Thursday, it will be a little breezy. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Texter says there is no more Common Core.
Oh, good.
I was not aware of that, so that's good. Another texter says, I would admit it. Get a tutor and just have the teacher help. So, I like that idea. I may have to look into that. Or I could just hope that my daughter is not a math whiz. And it's just, totally fine and content with just the basic math there, and we don't have to worry about that. No, I mean, I hope she's super smart. I mean, she did like this early steps thing because, you know, she was a couple weeks premature, so, you know, we've gone to the doctor, you know, for her checkups, and they said, she's maybe a little bit behind where you'd like to see him. So they did this at-home thing where they came out and just did an observation of her. And they said that, like, her cognitive scores were, like, off the charts. So
ooh, perfect.
I am raising – yes, I no longer need to be contributing to a 529 because she is going to Harvard on a full ride. So I'm looking forward to that. 546 Now News Radio, pop culture and soft news headlines today. So we told you a few weeks ago about this baby giraffe, a rare one with no spots. It was the only one in the world. So it now has a name, and the Bright Zoo in East Tennessee says the crowds have been flocking to see what is believed to be the only giraffe in the world with no spots. And about 40,000 people chimed in, taking votes on the name, and the winning name is Kipiki. That's Swahili. It means unique. So that is the winning name.
I like it. I mean,
it's all right.
I'm going to call her her middle name Spots, but... I don't know. I don't remember what I said was going to be a good one, but I'm happy she got named, and I'm happy that she's there. In other pop culture news, some exciting news for country music fans. Country music's making Billboard history. So Zach Bryan's I Remember Everything, which is debuting at the top of the charts on Hot 100 this week, and it's the first time that four country songs have hit the number one spot consecutively. This is what it sounds like.
I wish I didn't, but I do.
So it's Zach Bryan, and then Casey Musgraves is on it as well. So pretty cool there.
All right, very cool. I will defer to your expertise on that.
Yeah.
Finally, so Oprah and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are facing a lot of criticism, apparently, over their Maui relief video in which they encourage and request people to donate to a relief fund that they started with, $10 million of their own. But there have been tens of thousands of comments on these videos, the vast majority of them negative, saying they can afford to donate more. They should be asking their millionaire friends to donate to this rather than the common people to donate. You have any particular thoughts one way or the other in this?
I mean, I do get where people are coming from to complain, but at the same time, like, why even complain? We could see if people were upset they didn't donate anything, and they're saying too.
Yeah.
But I mean, why are you gonna complain about people giving money to charity? And if you don't want to donate, then don't donate. And probably their millionaire dollar friends have donated.
I would
donated.
Wager that the vast, vast, vast majority, over 97% of the people that are negative in the comments, haven't donated anything themselves.
Yeah.
549 here, News Radio 92.3, couple of wacky and weird headlines. A pretty funny story out of Nebraska today where cops say that a man called 911 to report that somebody was driving the wrong way on the highway today. They released the audio of that call as well as the interaction with the cop.
I'm on Highway 77 going north, and there is somebody that is on the wrong side of the road. He had his brights on, man. He almost ran me off the road.
Yeah, do you know why I stopped you?
Yeah, because I was on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
Were you the one that called in?
Yep.
You were?
Yeah, because I thought somebody was on the wrong side of the road, bro.
But it turned out it was you.
Yep.
Yes, it was. So, call 911 on himself, and as you might guess, the blood alcohol content just a little bit high above the legal limit, and he was arrested for DUI.
Bro, gosh. I'm happy that he got arrested and didn't hurt himself or other people on the road, because drunk, wrong way, and on a phone call just is not a good recipe. So also in some wacky and weird notes, I mean, we heard a while ago people were, you know, writing stuff on the Colosseum. Well, now two people are detained in China because they allegedly damaged the Great Wall with an excavator. So the local authorities say that a 38-year-old man and a 55-year-old woman were trying to dig through the Great Wall to make a shortcut for their construction work in the area. Don't know why they thought that this was a good idea, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy that carved his initials into the Colosseum said that he was not aware of the historical and cultural significance. Didn't buy it then. Not that this is what happened here, but I find it very hard to believe that people would not understand the significance of the Great Wall of China and why they would try to. Oh, I mean, I understand why they would try to, but yeah, no, you just got to go around, whatever, 2,000 miles around to get to their construction site. So
I bet they thought, like, they'll never find they'll this never little get. Hole yeah. here. It's so long, but like,
yeah.
They will.
All right, 5:51 here. We'll take our final break this hour. We've got some movie previews, couple of movies interesting coming out in December, and finishing with good news, of course. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Five 55 on News Radio 92.3. I hope you are enjoying your Tuesday. That kind of feels like a Monday. So hopefully you got a nice long weekend for Labor Day and getting ready to start this short week. Also, Bands on the Beach tonight, but coming up next month is going to be a night of fun fashion and philanthropy at the 47th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show. It's presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation, going to be on October 26th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashion's provided by Bluteak, Dillard's, The Market in Bainley Shoes, The South Outfitters. And the night begins at 5:30 with cocktail hors d'oeuvres and a silent auction. And then that's followed by a live auction and a fashion show. Sponsorships are available now. You can find out more at our website, newsradio923.com. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We do still have some slowdowns on northbound on 29 at East 10 Mile Road, but looks like it is improving and should be cleared up just shortly. And we still have everyday afternoon traffic throughout Windhaven Beach in the westbound direction heading into Navarre. Expect some delays there. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to have a 30% chance of rain for tomorrow afternoon, mainly after 2 p.m. with a high of 89 for tomorrow. Tonight, we have mostly clear skies and a low of 78. It is 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, it could be a perfect night to spend outdoors tonight.
Yeah.
No, not a cloud in the sky from what I can see right now. Couple of movie previews here. So in December, there's a new Christmas movie coming out starring Eddie Murphy. It's coming out on Prime Video December 1st, called Candy Cane Lane. Stars Murphy as a man determined to win his neighborhood's yearly Christmas home decorating contest. After striking a deal with an elf to improve his chances of winning, chaos ensues for the entire town. Also, Chicken Run sequel. It's called Dawn of the Nugget. Follows Ginger as she discovers a new threat emerging in the world of chickens. That one comes out on Netflix December 15th. Gracie, what's going on in good news?
Well, in good news, President Biden is awarding a Medal of Honor today for a retired Army captain for his heroic actions during the Vietnam War. So Larry Taylor was the first lieutenant serving as a helicopter pilot back in 1968 when he carried out a daring rescue as a small patrol of U.S. soldiers who'd become surrounded by the enemy.
He refused to give up. Refused to leave a fellow American behind, refused to put his own life above the lives of others in need.
So Larry Taylor carried out the mission despite the fact that his helicopter was only designed for two people.
Yeah, also, a cop near Detroit who happens to be named Brendan Fraser saved an 18-month-old kid's life last week. He pulled a car over for going 80 miles an hour in a 45. It turns out that the kid's mom and uncle were rushing him to the hospital a half mile away. Here's some audio from that.
Well over 45, I'd had to estimate probably 75, 80 miles an hour.
Let me get me! No, please don't take him!
Not the ticket!
Put him on my forearm and administered a few back blows to him. Had some saliva and kind of regurgitate out onto my arm. Getting them calmed down is just as important as trying to get aid to the baby.
He's breathing. Look at him. He's breathing, okay? Got him. He's okay. They're not blue anymore.
Just rely on your training and what you went over and over again.
A very good story there. The baby taken to the hospital and is now doing okay. So good one there. 5:59, we're on a 12-minute break. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up, and we're back for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. September 5th, National Cheese Pizza Day.